All right, here we go. All right, so you feel the thrill of the lights and the pulse of competition at Cheyenne Frontier Days, where you're drawn by the heart-pounding rodeo action, the unforgettable night shows, or the rich experience of Western culture. You'll leave with the spirit of a modern cowboy. You can join the event that will stay as long as the dust settles. It's today through the 26th. Cheyenne, Wyoming. Tom Hersig is the CEO of Cheyenne Frontier Days and joins us on the map. Tom, how are you?
I'm doing great. You know, we just finished our first day of rodeo, getting ready for a huge concert tonight, Treaty Oak Revival, which is a sold-out crowd. And, you know, probably the highlight of our day was we opened up Morningstar Indian Village, which is a Native American village that a donor came through. And really, this when you call it a village, it really doesn't do itself justice. It's probably the nicest Native American village there is anywhere. It's got a huge dance arbor, and boy, it was an incredible day for us to be able to open that. Had Mo Brings Plenty did the opening, and so it was a big day for us today.
Very, very cool. I was going to say, you know, for us city folk who pretty much live this life through shows like Yellowstone and so forth, tell us about what this is all about. It's the largest outdoor rodeo and western festival in the country.
Right. So, you know, we have what we try to do is just kind of make sure that we're preserving the Western way of life. We really believe in the Western way of life and the Western culture, including the Native American culture. And what we mean by that is, you know, the cowboys live by a code of ethics about, you know, to the days where a handshake was what you needed to make a deal, and, you know, you ride for the brand, and all those great things that a cowboy stands for. You know, it's a place, we were probably the inventors of LARPing, and we didn't even know it, live okay. action role-playing, because everybody that comes to the rodeo, they got their boots and hats on, and they might only wear them two or three days a year, but they wear them when they come to here. And for those of you that aren't familiar with Cheyenne, Wyoming, we're a community of 60,000 people, and we put about 450,000 people through our gates in 10 days, and,
wow.
You know, it's funny fact, when we have like a sold-out night show like we will tonight, on our 83-acre park, we will become the fourth largest city in Wyoming tonight.
That's amazing. That's great. That's awesome.
It is.
That's awesome. Well, tell us what Blue Jean Western Hospitality means and how that spirit shows up throughout the festival.
Well, it's, you know, we're run, you know, our production is manned by, you know, 2,500 volunteers from a community of 60,000. That tells you almost everybody's got a role at Cheyenne Frontier Days. And so when you come to Cheyenne Frontier Days, it's not a paid staff person greeting you or scanning your ticket. It's a volunteer that has a passion for our event. And that passion shows through it. So it's an experience like you don't get anywhere else, because it's people that want to be here, that love the event, and that's who you interact with all the time when you're a fan. And, you know, we like to say it's a place where people still say yes, ma'am, and no, sir.
Right.
And it's that kind of a culture. And we have something from people from age 1 to 100. We have carnival, we have 4 parades, we have a huge pancake breakfast 4 times downtown, and you know, our concert, and just everything. There's something for everybody here.
You mentioned that the new Morningstar American Indian Village opened today. The theme this year for this event is the Year of the American Indian. So what does
Right.
this theme mean in practice, and what are guests going to experience there?
So we've been here 130 years, and from day one, the American Indian has been a part of Cheyenne Frontier Days. They're part of our core. They're part of our fiber. So if you come here, getting to go through the American Indian Village, it's going to be such a special treat to see the artwork and the educational pieces and the teepees. And when they dance in the dance arbor, it's such a beautiful thing with all their colors, and, you know, their tradition of prayer and everything like that is just, it's just incredible. And so, you know, if you go to the rodeo or some of like our bull riding deal, we always have them. They'll perform and dance and do all kinds of neat stuff. So it's, you know, the Morningstar is something that everyone needs to see.
The rodeo, though, even if folks aren't familiar with that, I mean, this is very competitive. Like, you know, what kind of prizes, like what levels of prizes and competition is there in these events over the next through the 26th?
So we are what's called the PRCA, which is the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, and those that you can kind of dabble in rodeo know that, you know, the national finals is in Las Vegas in December every year, and this is a big stop. We're one of the top five of payoffs of all the rodeos in the country, and you know, you put that into perspective. Like I say, we're a community of 60,000. The other top four are San Antonio, Fort Worth, Calgary, and I believe Salinas. So it's all communities that are 2 million plus people that we kind of hold our own with the big boys. So it's that's all the added money. So we get the very best of the best that compete at Cheyenne Frontier Days. This is a big stop for them.
Love it. Frontier Nights has hosted everyone from Garth Brooks to Post Malone to Zach Bryan. Tell us how that concert series comes together and who fans can expect this year.
Well, you know, we've always been kind of we're a bucket list, like we talked about, for the contestants, and we're also a bucket list for a lot of the country music stars, because they all know, you know, a stop in Cheyenne, like you say, all the legends have played here, so they all at one time try to come through here. So, you know, it's always a challenge getting artists to book, because it's all in the summertime. They're so busy. It's all about routing and where they're going to be. And so, you know, to get seven artists, we probably put out, well, probably 40 different offers to get seven headliners. So it's a challenging, and I think most everybody goes through this, but it's, you know, thankfully we do have a reputation, and starting to get a reputation with, like bringing in a Post Malone. And a lot of people say, well, why do you bring Post Malone? He's more country now than he ever has been. Right. But when we first brought him in, he wasn't. And so people say, well, why do you bring in, you know, like the younger stars, like Treaty Oak Revival? And we want to bring that younger generation.
Sure.
And let them experience the Western way of life. You know, when you walk through our shopping area, it's an old West town. All the vendors are in an old West town, in the old frontier town, we call it. So, you know, we believe that if those kids get to experience that and get treated at a different level, that at some point they'll come back and they'll think fondly of the Western celebration. And so we want to bring everybody here.
You got to engage them, and you got to engage those young people. I agree with you. This year's calendar is packed with special days such as Military Appreciation Monday, Midweek Family Days, Day of the American West, Tied to America's 250th, Give Cancer the Boot, the National Day of Cowboy. Talk a little bit about what that's all about.
Well, we try to differentiate our rodeo every day so there's something different going on. And, you know, you mentioned the 250th. That's a federal dedication of the Day of the West, and it's dedicated to Cheyenne Frontier Days to celebrate that. And we've got Secretary of Agriculture, Secretary of Interior, Secretary of Air Force, Attorney General. They're all coming here for that Thursday with a huge entourage of people from D.C., which is something we've never really had before, to that level anyway. So that's a huge celebration. Our Military Monday, that's one of our great days. You know, we will have the Naval Leapfrogs jumping in the arena. We do our grand entry, which is typically cowboys on horses, is completely military. There's no, we have tanks, we have all kinds of military equipment. So, you know, we try to brand every day with something a little special for everybody. Like, well, our rodeo today, we had no idea this was going to happen, and we had six F-16s fly over our arena. So, the military has been, like the American Indians, have been a part of Cheyenne Frontier Days since day one. We're right across the road from F.E. Warren Air Force Base. So we never know what the military is going to surprise us with.
I love it. And I have one quick question, because we're running out of time, but the event is a volunteer effort, and the way the festival gives back to Laramie County is very, very cool. Talk a little bit about that and the community impact that has for Laramie County.
Well, I think if you talk to our volunteers, you know, what they will say over and over is, this is like a big family out here. It's a family of 2,500 people. We have people that actually work here and, maybe they get a job somewhere else and they move away. And what they will do from their job wherever they are, they'll take their vacation time and they come back here and volunteer. It's just such a tremendous family that puts this on, and you know it, that goes through our whole community. You know, we you know, our governor, you'll see our governor just walking around the park. That just doesn't happen in a lot of states, you know. And so it's just, it's kind of a throwback of how the way the world used to be, and I think a lot of people would like to experience that again.
Very, very cool. Cheyenne Frontier Days now through July 26th. What's the best website, Tom?
CFDRodeo.com. Make sure you're on there. You shouldn't see like $300 or $400 tickets. They should be, you know, our rodeos priced anywhere from $25 to $50. There's some VIP tickets, of course, but our night show, our concerts, you know, are in that $100 range. So if you're looking at higher tickets than that, you're not on our website, and please don't buy from them.
Gotcha. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it, and have fun out there.